Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Who Didn't Speak Sunday. We're here live, and we're, hold on, I'm not plugged in. Today we have a very interesting topic today. We're going to talk about, hold on, I got a little problem here. Let me plug in. Well, today we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about how health or can help affect your relationship, okay? There we go. Okay. Can health affect the relationship? Now, we talk about relationships all over the country, about what's going on, and we get into the social ramifications of relationships, and but we never actually talk about how health actually affects relationships, okay? Before we get started, I'd like to just say one thing. We always talk about love first. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? So when you're in a relationship and you're going to commit an act and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. Don't be pushing their buttons to see if they love you. If they didn't love you, they wouldn't be there. Okay, so by you pushing their buttons to challenge to see if they love you, you're pushing them further and further away, further and further apart. Because a lot of times you do things to see, well, what if he did this, or what if I said that? Will he fight for me, or will he beat somebody up over me? Things like that there, you know. All those challenges, things to get into to try to ensure your relationship. But just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you both know that, that every act you commit will make her feel good, and every act she commit will make you feel good, and you'll be in a feel good relationship, and you should last for a long time. Okay. Now, health. Now, when you think about health, okay, because we're actually the show is about health, but we're dealing, we put a relationship in there because how you feel. The energy that you have, can you do the little things that's needed to make your spouse or your person that's with you or your significant other feel good? If you can do that, then if you can't do that, then that's not going to affect the relationship, okay? Especially if you're very active and you're doing things together, but you don't feel good all the time. You got a headache. I'm tired. I'm not in the mood, you know. All these things are health-related, all right? Now, you have to learn how to deal with your diet. And we're going to talk about a few things. We're not going to get into the full health thing because basically we're dealing with relationships. But I want to mention a few things about health, so that you have some kind of idea of how this culture is not actually preparing you to live for more than 65 years. Now, why is that? Because your retirement age is 65 years, and you're paying into what Social Security, I think it is. And if you die before 65, who gets the Social Security money? You've been paying all this time. It don't go to your family, okay? So there's a reason why the diet is set up so that you're not here between, you're not here after 65 years of age. They should call them malingerers if you live more than 65 years old. And also the diet is designed so by the time you're 40 years old, you're on some type of medication. That's how the diet is designed. I don't care what it is. If you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you have if you're a diabetic, if you got cancer, if you got something, you're on something. You know what I mean? If you're if your kidneys aren't working properly, and if you're prone to gallstones or things like that, they have a pill for everything, and they want you on one of those pills for the rest of your life. That's why they don't want to cure anything. They don't want to cure cancer. Can you imagine how much money they lose if they would follow Dr. Sadie's remedy and have cancer cured for everybody, oh my goodness, they would lose billions. And that's what's going on right now. So they're not trying to kill you, they're trying to keep you on medication for as long as possible. They got all kinds of crazy stuff going out there for you to do. As long as you're taking some kind of pill, they're satisfied. They're good, you know? Now, here's the thing about the diet. Your stomach is like an oven, all right? And the process of extracting the nutrients is based on what you put in the oven to get the nutrients out. Okay? Now, your body is using vitamins and minerals all day long as you're going through the day. So you have to have enough vitamins and minerals to last you through the day and to help you repair when you go to sleep at night. Well, how is that possible? Well, if you follow the daily recommended diets that the government put out, although the government, oh, Lord have mercy, but that's... it's not an end-all, be-all when I say government, but it's a standard that you can go by. Then you do your research. You find out how much your vitamin 1 you need, vitamin 2 you need, riboflavin, niacin. You find out how much vitamin C you need, you know, alkaline acid, I think that's what they call it. They got different names for everything. But you find out exactly how much it requires. They talk about protein. Find out how much protein the body actually requires for the whole day. And you don't want to get too much. You say, well, I'll take a one-a-day vitamin. Listen, look at those one-a-day vitamins. They don't give you the complete balance of everything that you need. They'll say 50% of daily requirement, 25% daily requirement. Some of them will say 100% of daily requirement. So that means that the ingredients that you're putting in your system is not exactly what you need to make the perfect cell. Now, the question I always ask during the health week, why are you eating? What are you eating for? And nobody thinks about that. Well, some people are eating because they want to lose weight. Some people are eating because they want to gain weight. Some people are eating because they want to build muscle mass. They want to be the muscle man, muscle woman, you know? Some people are eating because they want to run fast. We should be eating to make the perfect cell, because every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell in the body. Now, the question is, are you producing defective cells or healthy cells, okay? Now, if you're eating properly, you're going to produce healthy cells. If you're not eating properly, you're going to produce defective cells. You want to produce healthy cells so that your body, now, to be truthful, now, according to my research, the body's supposed to live for almost 1,000 years. But the way we're eating and abusing and messing up the body, most of us can't make it past 70. You know, I know some friends that's 80-something years old. I know one guy that's 90. But it's very few and far between. I can't count on my hands all the friends I know that's over 75. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can count on my hands. I can count on my hands. In fact, I can count them on one hand, the people that's over 75, okay? And most of those people that are 75 or over, they're Southerners that was raised on a farm. They're Southerners that were raised on a farm, because from the beginning they've been eating good natural food, because they're growing their own food. The food is natural. They know what's in the food, and they know exactly how to eat. They know better how to eat than most of us know how to eat. Okay, so right now, this is what I do. There's five vegetables that I've researched that carry 68 of the nutrients, vitamins and minerals that the body needs. All right. Now, if you eat these five vegetables just once a day, all right, one cup of each one of these vegetables once a day, and I use a certain seasoning, it will increase your longevity, and you'll find that you'll have more and more energy, and you'll be more healthy, be able to get things done. I have people ask me, man, where do you get all this energy from? The way I be running around doing things, okay? It's everything's according to the diet. Okay, now let me give you these five vegetables. These five vegetables are broccoli, cauliflower. No, not cauliflower. I'm sorry. I eat it every day. I still don't know what it is, right? It's broccoli, string beans, green peas, right? Collard greens, and Brussels sprouts. Okay? Now, my computer just shut down on me. Boy, I'm telling you. They don't want nobody to know anything. Okay. So, this is what you're eating. Oh, boy. I guess let's go up here. This is what you're eating every day, right? I can hear everything through my other phone. So I know that it's still getting through, but I don't know who's... Okay, there we go. We're back up. All right. So if you take these five, a couple of these five vegetables, now these are the seasons that I use. I use I don't actually measure the seasoning, but I use a dash of turmeric. Now, you can look this up. Write this down. Write these seasonings down and look them up. And look at the value of the seasoning. It's not that I'm using for seasoning. You'll find that it will help the body a whole lot. Turmeric, some people have come out to turmeric. I use rosemary. All right. I use paprika. This is what I use for seasons, okay? I use flaxseed, ground flaxseed. What else I use for seasoning? I use cold-pressed olive oil. I use that for seasoning. I use a touch of vinegar. That's the apple cider, balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar. They say the one with the mother. I use that, and I use those for seasoning. And if you do that, it will really help the body a lot, and you'll gain your health back. Now, if you're in a relationship and you're not healthy, you know, she doesn't feel good about it, you don't feel good about it, and it really affects your relationship, because there's things that you need to do for each other, you need to care for each other in a certain way, and that's not actually what's going on, you know. So you need to step up, start monitoring your diet. Now, I don't suggest that you eat any flesh at all, because flesh is not that great for you. Because you don't need, most of the time, well, you only need 23 grams of protein. That's like one scoop of tuna fish. That's all the protein you need for a whole day. And if you get too much protein, cancer is a protein derivative, and that actually kicks into cancer and stuff like that there. So your relationship begins to falter. Because your mate can't get you to do this and can't get you to do that, and everything gets a little crazy, you know. Also, since this is about health and relationships, I'm going to say right now that if anybody wants to say anything or make a comment, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial, and I'll open up the mic for you to comment. If you have something to add to it, that you might want to add to the conversation, you can go ahead and do that. Because we're talking about relationships. On health and relationships vary sometimes from person to person, but I do want to get you off into your health portion of the relationship and how it really affects the relationship, especially when you start getting really sick and your spouse has to take care of you, they have to look out for you, the things that you used to do around the house you can't do no more, you know, they got to do every job out there now, plus they got to keep up with you. And it gets a little much after a while, you know. So if you're eating right, trying to do things, then it works out a little better for you. Okay. Now we have Cassie, you have a hand up. This is one of those gentlemen I'll talk about. That's over 80. Like I said, I can count them on one hand, you know. Yes, sir. Your mic is open. Give a talk over about you. What's going on? You have a comment or something you want
to make? Yeah, good evening, Brother Elohim. Yeah, I guess I have a comment that I want to make in the form of a question. I'm wondering if I'm hearing you hint that the health of a couple in particular, but the health of the members of a family definitely impacts on the relationship and on the health of the relationship. I'm wondering if we concentrate on the relationship between a couple, a man and a woman, and one is not healthy enough to perform the act that would make the other one feel good, that it would impact over a period of time. I'm thinking it would definitely impact negatively on the relationship. And the question is, do I hear you going that way? Are you hinting at that?
I'm not hinting at all. I'm saying it. That's what I'm saying.
Just, oh boy,
I'm just checking. That's exactly what I'm saying. Especially when one person has to take care of the other person because they just that sick, you know. And
right.
you can't do the little things that's necessary to do, you know, for each other, you know. And well, we're 15 minutes into the show, so I want to read something to you right quick. This is Matthew 19:8-9. It says, Moses, because of the hardness of their hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except for fornication shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever shall marry that person commits adultery too. See, so in this culture, we're actually getting divorced for the wrong reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
According to what the book is saying, if you read the book correctly, you know, you're not really supposed to work it out. If you're having problems, if she's not messing around on you, you're not messing around on her, you're supposed to work it out. You're supposed to be able to sit down, talk this thing out, and work
right.
Thing out, because if you make an agreement in the beginning, that's another thing, you know. If you make an agreement in the beginning that we're going to be one to each other, you know, and then once y'all start knocking boots, all right, then you need to honor that agreement, if that's the agreement that you made in the beginning, you know. Now, a lot of us, we divorce our wives because we can't live life together, because we're having trouble living life together. And I think that's because in this culture, living life and loving each other is two different things. And most of us don't know how to love each other, and they relate living life together with love. Most of the men do that. Most of the men, they relate living life together as love. I'll pay the bills and I'm doing something. But that's not actually loving her, because, I mean, you're living there too. If you didn't pay the bills, you won't be sitting in the street. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you're,
right.
When you're loving somebody, all the things that you do to give them is personal just for them. That's when you're actually committing an act of love for the person. And when you, most of the young people, when they hook up together, when you decide that we're going to live life together, well, you need to set up some type of agreement so that you both know exactly what you're getting into and exactly what's expected of you when you live life together, you know? Because sometimes we live life together and a female expects the guy to pay for everything. And we live life together and a guy expects for the woman to clean and do everything in the house, you know? And she might be working. They both might be working. See what I'm saying? So if they don't have an agreement that if we both bring in the money, then we should share responsibilities around the house or whatever. And I think that you have a more equitable relationship once you sit down and do that. But that's not taught in this culture. You know what I'm saying? Now, you're married. I guess I can say your name because you're going to say it when you did the commercial. Brother Matt, you're married. Right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Now, when you got married, did you have an agreement as to who's going to do what? Did you write it up and sign off on what you're going to do, what each person is going to do?
No, there wasn't even any discussion as to this, as to the assignment of specific tasks that each of us would do. However, there was an expectation, I think, probably on the part of both of us, and that does not necessarily mean that the expectations were compatible. For instance, as you mentioned, let's say we both work, even though I'm retired, I do more work now than before I retired. I'm retired three times, as a matter of fact, but I'm busier and actually do more. I get more physical and more administrative work done than I did when I was doing a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 4 or a 3 to 11. All right. My wife does a 9 to 5, but without it ever having been declared, I kind of expect her to make dinner. To clean up the kitchen, do the dishes, and I expect that's what I expect, and it's born out of tradition, I guess, more than anything else. Now, what I have experienced is that in order for the kitchen to get cleaned up and the dishes done, if I don't want to wait an interminable period while I get irritated at it not being done, I've taken to doing it myself.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she's
taken to allowing you to do it yourself.
with joy. Yes. And sometimes I will even prepare dinner and sometimes breakfast. But there wasn't any formal contract. Nor was there any formal declaration that she would do these things, and nor did I declare out loud that's what I expected. But I'm saying, out of tradition, that's what I expected. But experience has taught me that in order to have that, I might have to go outside of my expectations and do it myself. At least it's done, and that makes me feel good, and it also makes her feel good in that she knows that I'm not looking at her out of the corner of my eye and wondering when you're going to get this place cleaned up.
What you talking about, man? Well, see, this is all part of the culture and how we've been raised under this culture.
Right.
This culture hasn't raised us for it to be conducive for relationships to actually last, because they make money off of that too. The divorce rate, misery, with forcing people to drink. I mean, it's like everything that caused the person to be not happy, they make money off. And the things that cause the person to be happy, they make money off of that too. So they got it set up so they're making money year round, no matter what you do. They're going to get paid on it. This is what they're saying. And this is how they're trying to set it up. But they make more money off the misery of the two people than off the two people being happy. See what I'm saying? Because we got counseling, we got things that you have to buy for each other because you got messed up, blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on and on. But if you're happy, you don't need none of that. You know, you don't have to spend as much money if you're happy. And the money you spend is mostly to help to do things for each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
not to do things because you're not screwed up. What was this basketball player that bought his wife a $500,000 ring?
Yeah, that was I think Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. And so basically, what he did was cause for divorce. Because
right.
he actually went down and became one with another female. You know what I mean? But the divorce would have cost him more than $500,000. Brother ain't stupid. The divorce would have cost him half everything he got and $500,000 cheap.
You know, on that particular issue, brother Elohim, I could not help but ask myself, why wouldn't a brother go and buy the woman a 10-unit apartment building so that she could collect $10,000 a month forever and ever, and even pass it on to any children that they might have, instead of $1 million ring that has no function other than to say I have $1 million ring on my finger.
You gotta remember that financial situation of Kobe Bryant. That's chicken feed compared to what they spend that every, they spend more than that every month on crap. You know what I mean? So I don't think she would think like that. You know.
She didn't ask him for the ring. That was his way of saying, honey, I'm sorry, and I love you enough to spend $1 million on you, and you know, it's just that I just defaulted to, for crying out loud, why don't you spend $1 million or on something that would bring in another $1 million. Over time, rather than on something that is only going to saddle you with a monthly payment that's of little benefit other than the satisfaction of knowing that you punished yourself sufficiently by spending $1 million on something that has no intrinsic value.
Okay, let's flip the script.
That's just me.
Yeah, I'm saying, let's flip the script. I'll put you in her place. Now, your wife done screwed up. Now, here she comes with $500,000 item, and you're saying, and there's an apartment building around the corner for sale. Would you want the $500,000 item or that apartment around the corner with all the headaches that I mean you have the real estate, so you know the headaches that come with that real estate, boy. Which one would you choose, Matt? You take the money and run, boy.
Well, that's true too. I can rationalize that the headaches that come with the real estate might be a reason for her to take her mind off of the fact that you have strayed away from the relationship because she's busy running managing the real estate and the tenants, etc.
Now I'm gonna put myself in her place. And this nigga that messed up on me gonna come in and give me a job.
Yes. Absolutely.
He done screwed up on me. He gonna come give
absolutely.
Me a job. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Nigga,
yes.
Please. Yes. give me that ring. I said, put a ring on it, man. Put the ring on it.
That's just the practical side of me that overrides the fact that I still got to swallow the fact that, you know, I still got to swallow the fact that you had the nerve to go off and have a relationship with somebody other than me, you know.
Right. I'll come back and give me a job. What's wrong with this? He's crazy.
Yes. Yes, a job might take your mind off the heartache.
Oh, piss me off even more. And I said, hey, I want half, nigga. I want the half all this business.
Well, you gotta be mindful too. Another thought that I had regarding the same relationship with Kobe Bryant, if he gave her $1 million ring, my goodness, he might be giving her a ticket to sell that thing and have the funds to hire a top rated lawyer to get the other half to get half of everything else.
Yeah, really. I would think again about that ring, huh? Well, we have to have
yes.
We have to have an hour point. So I got to go into the commercial here. But hold on for a minute, brother.
Carry on.
Let me go ahead and do this commercial. This is Elohim Speaks Sunday, and we're talking about how health affects your relationship and why we're divorcing so fast and the difference in culture as far as the relationships are concerned. And this is Elohim Radio. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. So that's the time. Call in number 516-453-9230. And if you want to get involved in a conversation, just press 1. That puts your hand up and let me know that you have something to say. If you agree or disagree, it's okay. Now, we're not going to debate the issue, but we would like to hear your opinion, okay, because there might be others on the line who feel the same way that you do, okay? Now, we're not going to mention your name unless you actually want us to mention your name. We'll just call you up by the last 4 digits of your phone number and then let you know that you're on the air. If you want to talk, you can talk, but you have to press 1. Let me know that you have something to say. Other than that, I won't know that you have anything to say. Okay. Now, I've also released a gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency. The CD is called Jesus is Coming. The link is CDBaby.com/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2. So check out my CD. You can also go on YouTube and type in. Elohim 10 tracks, and you'll be able to listen to all the songs for free. Just listen to the songs and check them out. And maybe you can call me later on and tell me what you think about them, okay? And we're talking about Jesus is coming, but the question we ask ourselves, if he's coming back, where is he coming from? He's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb, okay? And that's why we want to tell all your sisters out there, you know, we need those babies. Don't be dumping the children because you never know which child that you're getting rid of that's going to help get us out of this mess that we're in. And that's who's going to get us out of this mess, the generations to come. They're out. They're going to rescue us. But they can't rescue us if you don't bring them the term, if you don't bring them in. And we admonish the men to do your part and help these sisters with these babies because we need these babies, okay, and be mindful of the clinics that you go to, especially Planned Parenthood, because they're planning the death and the genocide of the black race. So you have to be careful when you go there. They do some good things. Now, I'm not saying they're doing everything crazy, but you have to be mindful when you go in dealing with Planned Parenthood. And your brothers, they can't take care of the baby sitting up in jail, okay? So be mindful of the law and do what you have to do to stay out of jail, all right? Because we need you on the street to not only take care of the babies, but we can't make no babies in prison, you know what I'm saying? We need you out here to make these babies as well, okay? And also don't forget to check out my book, Chronicles Scriptures Part 2, of Christ Has Come. For more information on the book or CD, because I have the book and a CD version, contact TCCA, that's the Chronicle Church of Christ and the Law, at 215-977-0777. You can call that number from 9 to 5. I'll be monitoring the call in case, you have some questions. Or if you have questions about the show, you can call that number too, 977-0777. Oh, okay. So I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because his brother understands our history. I mean, he understands the history. So when he puts the stuff what he puts in the book is a lot of the missing parts of the history that we're not getting. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. And I'd like to give a shout out to Sun752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The call-in number is the same, 319-427-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. Those who are in the spiritual aspect of things, you can give her a call. She's on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number for her show is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website. It's the NikkiLoveWuNam.com. NikkiLoveWNOM.com. That's her website. And we also like to give a shout out to the UNIA at 1660 Demore Avenue, Philadelphia. At 3 p.m. Sunday, you can call Brother Kabir. His number is 267-513-8789. Now, for those who are not familiar with the UNIA, that's an organization that was started by Martin Scarver. It was the largest Black organization in the history of the country ever. And the system he used is what brought him to that kind of notoriety. Now, if you want to know about how and what he did, then just go on down to the UNIA at 1660 more Sunday at 3 o'clock, and you can get some information about Marcus Garvey and what he did. I'd also like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. They make and design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828. And RBG Industries, they'll take care of you. And I only need to purchase from my Black brothers and sisters rather than going down to all these stores all the time and get some tailor-made goods, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has old-style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child. Or you can go to call Thomas Thornton himself for more information. His number is 267-259-4077. With all these shout outs, I'm not going to be able to do one commercial, but that's for sure. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. They just released their new CD called Reflections. And for more information on the album, you can how to book the group. You can call Brother Patrick. His number is 215-47-1419. I've seen these guys throw down. They're pretty good. That's the truth for yourself, especially if you're in the gospel, you know. These guys are pretty good. I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors since we're talking about health. One is Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-5611. Now, if you don't have these guys on speed, if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. No, I'm not gonna say that. You know, nobody really deserves to be sick. But give them a call, and don't worry. If you call them, you'll be healthy. Okay. I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line that's listening in and calling in. Now, remember, if you want to talk, you have something to say. If you want to make a comment, if you have a show or something that you want to talk about, just hit one and let me know that you're on the air. I'm going to go back to Brother Mac because we did a shout out about his show. So I'm going to let him tell you himself. He might have a few things he want to tell you about what's coming up this Saturday on the show and what we're going to be talking about. Brother Mac, you still there?
I am, Brother Elohim, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about your show?
Well, thank you. My show is Legacy of a Nation. And I'm on every Saturday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I talk on four main topics over the course of the month. But for an hour each month, I talk about health, how to gain it, and how to keep it. And
That's an hour each week, right?
No, for an hour each month, because I can only touch on one subject for an hour each week.
Right.
But the subject usually will only come up once a month. So for an hour we talk about health, and then the next week we talk about history. It's important for a nation to know where to know its story, where the citizen came from, and from whom they came, which in turn gives you some idea of where you might go. We talk for an hour on economics. It's important for a nation to know how to feed and clothe and protect its citizens. And then the other week we talk about politics. And the politics, a nation needs to know how to govern itself. It needs to know how to govern itself and how to deal with other nations. And so when I mention a nation, it's because we believe that we are a nation unto ourselves, that we are the descendants of slaves, but we are people who were already here in the Americas when the Europeans came in 1492, 500 years ago. We were already here, and that fact has been covered and painted over and sort of lost in the sauce. Legacy of a Nation feels that we need to know who we are and how we got to be the way that we are, and so we stress that on every show, and we have a web address, but it's so simple to call in from your telephone, from your cell phone, and the call in number is 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199, and that's Legacy of a Nation. I'm Brother Max. My co-host is Sun 752, and we would love for you to call in and just listen, and also to give your opinion and to ask any questions. I'm sure to have some, because the perspective that we portray will be different in many instances than any that you've heard before. Thank you, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity to let your listeners know about my show, and I want to know how much I appreciate you and your show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you cleared that little misunderstanding I have. You're not going to be on once a month. We're just going to talk about one item once a month. Okay, we got you.
Yeah.
make sure I know what the deal is here. Okay.
Well,
with that being said, we get back into the topic here. The topic was basically coming from the Matthew 19:8-9. So if you want to get a chance, you go and read that and follow up on what I said about it, as you heard earlier and heard my concept of what they were talking about, you know, because he made reference that the way Moses was doing this thing, that's not how it was in the beginning, that people handled things a little differently. They knew how to love, knew what love was, and they didn't just dump the spouse at the first little thing that happens, you know. They worked things out. As long as she didn't become one with somebody else or have sex with somebody else, and as long as he didn't have sex with somebody else, per their arrangement, because back then they had arrangements where based on how the government was going, whether they had one, whether the guy was going to have more than one wife or less than one wife, because there's a military strategy to that as well. If you have a small group and you're establishing land where you want to build a nation, then it's more profitable for the guy, for the male to have two or three wives. Because every time, because they're having three babies to the time that somebody else is having one baby, and that makes their group grow three times faster than any other group. Okay, that's why they try to make us hold to the one wife situation, so that we don't be having too many babies, because we're already outnumbered. We already outnumber them as it is, and they, you know, they try to make sure that we don't do that. But everything is based on how you arrange it and what you arrange it for. You know, now we talk about equality. Would it benefit the group if the female had three husbands? No, because once she gets pregnant, all they can do is have fun. They can't put no more babies in there once you get pregnant. So if that being the case, then we would still outnumber their group 3-1, because he would have three babies to her one baby, you know. So it's not profitable for the woman to have more than one husband if you're dealing from a military point of view. And that's why they always have the guy have the more wives than the wife have the more husbands, you know, for military reasons, you know, like that. So now, like I said, if you go to Matthew 19:89, you can read up on what we're talking about. And the other thing is about the health and how you're eating and the way you're eating and what you're eating. It's so important for you to research. It says in the book, Physician Heal Thyself. You can't heal yourself if you don't know what yourself is. You know?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Know thyself. But you have to know what the body needs, how much of the stuff that you need in the body, and what you need to take for the body, and how you need to take what you need to take for the body, so don't you be sick all the time. Because, I mean, the person loves you, they don't mind taking care of you, but they might want to wipe your butt all day long, you know what I mean? Wipe you up, clean your snotty nose. I mean, they did that for the children. And when they get old, they ain't trying to do that right now. So stay healthy, so that person don't have to spend so much time on you. And, how can I say that? So that person had to spend so much time, I don't want to say taking care of you, because you do take care of each other anyway, and you do spend time on each other anyhow, but that person had to spend time nursing you. They can just spend the time nursing you, loving you too. It gets a little tricky sometimes, but he's worried, boy, I'm telling you. But the person don't have to spend so much time cleaning up behind you, I'll say it like that, you know? When you can clean up behind yourself and you clean behind each other and take care of each other, especially the guy. Because, you know, women like men to be strong, if you know what I'm talking about. So you don't want to disappoint her by not being strong when you're supposed to be strong. You have any more comments on it, brother Matt? We got about 15 minutes to go here. You still there?
Yes, sir. I do have another question for you. Regarding the health of a couple, you know, there's a lot of emphasis put on the ability of a man to perform as a man. For instance, we see a lot of commercials promising a man who is having problems with erectile dysfunction, promising him, that he'll be able to get back up and back in the saddle, and so it must be an upfront issue for a couple when a man reaches the point that he no longer can function as he did. How important is it that the couple be able to talk about the changes that a man goes through, and also the changes that a woman goes through? Some starting as early as in their 30s. This change is called menopause. That causes a woman's physical body to change, and also In many cases, she is affected mentally, the question I'm asking is how is it not very important that the couple sort of have a preview of these things coming up if they live a long time, and also being able to talk about them and not view them with fear, but rather to view them with understanding, just as something that happens in old age, and that there may or may not be remedies for the condition.
Well, like I say, the drug industry, they just want you to have some kind of pill. But this is 2018. I mean, you can just strap something on. you don't have to. In this day and time, you know, because of the gay lifestyle that people are leading, and the homosexuality, you know, well, not so much homosexuality, but the gay lifestyle that people are leading, they've made all kinds of things to compensate men and women in that area. So it's very important. I like to adhere to what you said. It's very, very important that they talk about it, so that they'll, so that they can come to some kind of realization that, yo, man, he just ain't getting it done no more, you know. And but so he'll know that. I say, okay, well, I'll compensate. I'll buy me a few toys here, and a few toys there, you know. I'll watch a couple of these lesbian magazines to see how they doing it, and then maybe I can work some things out like that. But spiritually, see, there has to come the time, and we come to the point that we're so spiritually in control of the body, that's not an issue.
Right.
And we have made that such a big issue when it shouldn't, because the only time we're supposed to be actively involved in that is when we're trying to procreate. And that's another thing when you're dealing with the Bible, as far as we needing to have those babies. Now, when a woman gets to the point that she can't have any more child, remember this one, call on this one, when a woman gets to the point that she can't have no more children, she should allow the guy to have a younger person with him, so that so that he can still procreate, so he can still make babies. And because she can't make babies, it doesn't make sense for him not to have children. And conversely, if he's sterile, that he should allow her, he should afford her the same thing, where she can be with somebody else to have babies, not to break the relationship up, but just to do that child. But by the time they're going into the artificial insemination, to do just that, when the guy can't perform them, so they have medical techniques that they can do to do that, where she still don't have to sleep with somebody else, they can just get out of insemination. If you make the money like that, you know. But like you say, it should be taken into consideration. It should be talking about it. It's something that should be discussed within a relationship. And most of the time, people don't really talk about sex. And that's geared into the female's mind early on as a child, as she's growing up, as a teenager. All you want to do is talk about sex. But then if you get together and the sex ain't right, you got a problem.
Right.
I don't know what you want. I ain't no mind reader. I don't know what you want unless you tell me. You know what I mean? So I'm asking you, you know? Go ahead.
There's a consideration too, Brother Elohim, I think, is, you know, the culture in which we reside is such that a man feels inadequate if he cannot perform at 68 as he did at 18, and not talking about it, but rather just having a reason for not engaging, it would seem only natural And what usually happens is the woman says, okay, if you're not giving it to me, you must be doing it with somebody else.
Yeah.
And which of course, you know, only exacerbates the problem. Now he's worked himself into a trap, whereby even now, if he admits that he can't perform, now there might be the problem of making her believe it, and at the same time bringing his ego down even further than it already has sunk over a period of time as he noticed his libido diminishing.
Well, that kind of goes back to something that we discussed a little while ago, you know, about the language. You know what I'm saying? If she won't communicate the way he communicates, so there's a difference
right.
in the language. So once he makes that known to him, then he has to become aware that she's dissatisfied, and he has to figure out what he can do to compensate for what he can't
mm-hmm.
do. You know. Like I said, this is 2018, you know. I mean, it's something that's his size or maybe a little larger. And why she ain't looking to strap some on, you know. And, you know, if that will work, or he can go to some of the porn channels. They got the pills and stuff out there to make everything bigger and better, you know. So once he learns, once he feels as though that it's something that she needs, and he's not coming up to the task, then he's got to
right.
find other ways to deal with that. I don't want to go. We got a lot of callers on the line. I don't know what the age limit is. People on the line. I don't want to go too far here. People call me. Yo, man, I thought it's gonna be Bible days. You know what I mean? So, but I'm just saying, you know, we have to. The communication has to be better, and women have to learn how men talk, and men have to learn how women talk, so that they can better communicate with each other based on what's going on. And there's ways to compensate for the guy, and there's ways to compensate for the female, you know, because sometimes when the female's out of the mood, it's dry down there, you know? So she might have some creams or something or whatever, you know.
Indeed.
To make up for what's going on, you know? So, like I said, I don't want to go too far into this. But we are talking about relationships, and this is a big part of relationships, you know. So I don't think we said anything that an 18-year-old or a 13-year-old shouldn't hear, you know.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking that if these things were taught at 13 and at
uh-huh.
18, it might be much less of a problem when they're 48, 58, 68, 78. But it's usually skipped over and isn't talked about until it has become such a problem that it can no longer be ignored or go silent.
Well, we got about 90 seconds here on the computer. I went crazy on me again. hold on. Let's see what we got here. Okay, I had to set the time for further later on for next week. But, you're absolutely right, Brother Mac. I mean, and with 1 minute here, I'd just like to say again that this is the Everything Speak Sunday, and for those who are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in and letting me know that I'm not here by myself. I know this is prime time, so there's a lot going on between 8 and 9. Also, what I did mention that I'm adding in a commercial next week is that I signed up for the Carrot Bar situation. I don't know if you did or not, Matt, but I signed up for the Carrot Bar thing so I can get the information, you know? And the information I'm getting on that is absolutely amazing. I think I sent you a text on the blockchain technology.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Yeah, and that emerging technology is just, well, I don't know why I started that conversation so late, but I got about 10 seconds. So I want to thank everybody, Bill and Eli. My calling number is 516-453-9330. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 talking about what we're talking about. And the show is Bible-based, so you're going to get some biblical statements from me every week, okay? With that, I want to tell you that I love you, and I want to thank you so much, and I will talk to you again next week.
Much love, brother. Be well.